Right, hello once again. On Saturday afternoon, we did our annual visit to Aylett Nurseries on the North Orbital Road to help them celebrate their annual Apple Weekend. This is an entire weekend devoted to everything to do with apples and autumn gardening generally. We really had an amazing time, and the staff at the nurseries were incredibly welcoming, kind and eager to help us out. Nothing was too much trouble for them. They were brilliant. And they also were extremely grateful for the sizzle and the showbiz that we brought to the event by bringing along the radio car and playing some tunes from the nurseries on Saturday afternoon. So from our side, huge thanks to everyone who helped out, to Daryl and Stephen for manning the desk, Diana and Elspeth for doing their roving reporter bits, Nick and Derek for helping us lug the kit around to and from the venue, Ronnie, who gave us a hand with some engineering things, and also to Paul for letting us use the radio car. I resisted the urge to pull some donuts in the car park using the radio car. It was a huge joy to do, and we're very much hoping that Aylett will go for a longer term advertising package as a result. So pat yourself on the back for this. Promotions and OB calendar is still very full, and we need lots of extra help in the run up to Christmas. Next week on Saturday, we have another public appearance at the Maltings Shopping Centre as we help them out do some trick-or-treating. Then we've got the Christmas light switch on at Welwyn Garden City, which is on Wednesday the 17th of November, and at Hatfield, which is on the 19th of November, which is the Saturday. And then the final big event is the St Albans Christmas light switch on, which is on St Peter Street, which is on Sunday the 27th of November. Now, the Maltings event, Welwyn and Hatfield are not the full OBs, where we take the radio car and we play the music from the site and do it on air. We're simply going to be there doing some publicity, presenting up on stage, handing out balloons, and generally be happy and smiley and be all in Radio Verulam kit. I think we're already covered for stage presenters for Welwyn, but we are really struggling for Hatfield, and we also need to find people who are willing to do this because it's a paid for event and it makes money for us. If you can spare some time, then I'd be extremely grateful if you could help us out. Please do get in touch with Clive if you can at all see your way clear to help us out with this. Also, we're planning to try to cover the Saints FA Cup first round tie against Carlisle, which is on Sunday, November the 6th at home at Clarence Park. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was moved. It was originally scheduled for the Saturday, but it's now been moved to the Sunday. Does anyone know, through any contacts or any other means, anyone who would be able to help us out with some live football commentary? Otherwise, we're still trying to work out how to best to cover this. It is a huge game for us, and we would really love to be right there, right in the middle of the action. Now, hopefully on air, you will have noticed some new IDs that have recently started creeping into the output. If you want to have a play, then please do so. They're all on Myriad from cart numbers 39,000 onwards. I should warn you that not all of them are in use. Some of them will never probably be in use, and there are still quite a few new ones that need to be made up as well. But please do go and have a play, and I'd be very grateful for any feedback you may have. Thanks also for heeding the call about the verbal trails. I'm working on changing how this works very slightly in the coming few weeks, and I should be in a position to explain all quite soon. Also, thanks to everyone who completed volunteer surveys. I'm very much looking forward to going through the responses with John as we get some more in. Handling new volunteers is proving to be a bit tricky at the moment and seems to have slipped down the priority list. This is something I'm aware of, and we are trying to put something in place, a more consistent approach to making sure that everyone has a good experience of volunteering for us. Right, I think that's just about it for this week. Don't forget, if you can possibly help us out with the Maltings this Saturday or Hatfield Christmas light switch on, then please do get in touch urgently as time is now starting to tick away. As ever, thank you very much for being there, and I do hope you have a fabulous week.